This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is a Thursday, which means it's time to welcome into studio our favorite. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and my co-host for Cinema Chat. And are you all festival ready?
Yeah, well, so there's three festival seasons. There's the fall festivals, which are about to take place. There's the winter festivals, which Berlin and Sundance are a part of. And then there's the spring festivals, which the Cannes Film Festival and Cinetopia are a part of.
So why did the movie industry decide to take summers off?
Well, there's festivals all summer. All summer, absolutely.
But all right.
But the big three.
These are the prominent.
The big three, in terms of European festivals, are Venice, which is a fall festival,
sure.
Berlin, which is a winter festival, and Cannes, which is a spring festival. So the festivals that are getting kicked off here in just a little bit is the Venice Film Festival, which is the world's oldest film festival. It's 76 years old. It's going to be August 28th through September 7th, and we're going to see a lot of films that are going to be looking for Oscars that are premiering there, and then a lot of wonderful Italian and European and international films as well.
It's a nice mix at that festival.
Yep. And then the Telluride Film Festival, which is a quirky little festival that takes place over Labor Day, like the Jazz Festival in Detroit. So it's a very short festival. It's August 30th through September 2nd. And that started in 1974, so it's 46 years old, or this is the 46th festival. And they never announce any of the films that are going to play there. And you just show up, and then you see stuff. And again, there's a lot
and
of...
And in the end, you're entertained.
Yeah, and they do retrospectives. I mean, they're kind of devoted to that.
It's kind of fun to go in without any kind of notice.
Yeah, absolutely. National Film Preservation is the... is the organization that operates the Telluride Film Festival. But it's a small festival, but it always is noteworthy. The Toronto International Film Festival, which is the biggest festival of the fall, it's 44 years old. Some people consider it the best film festival in the world, just down the street here from Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And that's September 5th through 15th. There'll be about 500,000 people that go to movies there.
Think about that. That's the art fair packed into a film festival.
That's right. You can see pretty much every film or most films that are thinking that they should get an Oscar nomination there. And then the New York Film Festival. Now, the New York Film Festival 30 years ago used to be what the Toronto Film Festival was. It was the big North American festival where lots of films are introduced. It started off in 1963. It's 57 years old. That's the same year that the Ann Arbor Film Festival started. And it started off as just a film festival for New York City, which is a pretty big deal because it's New York City.
City, right.
And then it grew into this international festival that competed with the Venice Film Festival.
There's been some contraction, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Toronto became very ambitious. And the New York Film Festival said, you know what? We like being a festival for New York. I mean, New York's pretty...
Plus, we've got the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah, and so you go ahead and do all of the fol-de-rol with the international stuff, and we'll take this. But it's a very, very good festival.
No, I know you're going to be tied up for a while, but you're going to at least try and make the New York Film Festival.
You know, I may bop over to the Toronto Film Festival.
Get there at the tail end.
The Art House Convergence does a sociability there for folks. I'd really like to go to the Venice Film Festival someday. It's part of a whole arts festival that takes place in Venice, so that's pretty cool. Well, we're opening up a new Richard Linklater film that is really fascinating. It's called Where'd You Go, Bernadette, and it stars Cate Blanchett. And Cate Blanchett was trained as an architect. And then, like many women, she gave up her career to raise a family and was a very attentive, loving mother. And things just start not being right in her life. Not exactly sure why. Just
felt like something was missing.
Yes. Yeah, something was just the cylinders just weren't firing quite right. And a therapist and some of her supporters and friends and family said, you know, you need to get back to your architectural career because not only did you have a career, but you were really good.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, she resigned resists a little bit, but then starts to get into it. It seems to fill the missing piece in her life. But, of course, this is a very complicated and interesting story that Cate Blanchett and Richard Linklater put together. It's got a great cast. It's got Cate Blanchett, of course, Billy Crudup, Kristen Wiig, Emma Nelson, Judy Greer, and Lawrence Fishburne, to name a few.
That's pretty good.
So go check that out. That opens today at the Michigan Theater.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here. And are you a Bruce Springsteen fan?
I am a Bruce Springsteen fan. Now, you know, he's a little bit of competition for our own troubadour of that particular era, Bob Seger. This is a film that I saw at Sundance, and I came away with Sundance with two really wonderful favorite films. The Farewell, which is this family drama based on an actual lie about a grandmother who's supposedly dying, and the family decides to get together.
Right, and that's been playing.
Really like that film. But this one is set in the UK, set in England, and it's about a Pakistani family. And
it's called Blinded by the Light.
Blinded by the Light, based on the Bruce Springsteen song.
That wasn't famous until Manfred Mann recorded it.
That's right. It's about this guy who's struggling in high school. It's set in the 1980s, so it's, you know, like a decade after Bruce Springsteen was introduced and became a big, big star. He was still a star in the 80s, of course. But you know, the music that they reflect on is that music from the 70s. This kid is a lyricist for a rock and roll band, and you know, high school can be kind of tough. He's a Pakistani kid. There's a racial baiting that goes on in his school, which is really disturbing. He has a traditional Pakistani family that has rules that are kind of difficult for him to live in as a UK citizen. One of his friends says, "Hey, man, you gotta get into The Boss. I mean, The Boss will tell you how to live."
And he really does find a guide to life in the
lyrics.
He does.
And it just opens up his life. And you know, I think so many times pop music, especially in teenagers, really does have a resonance that's beyond the, you know, the actual words and music that are there. And this is a story that way that all turns out very well. It's based on the screenwriter's, you know, life. It's not the actual truth, but it's based on something that happened to him in high school, and it is lovely. The music is great. He eventually actually makes it to a Bruce Springsteen concert, and you really do see this guy's life kind of falling into place as he internalizes these
Bruce
lyrics.
Springsteen music helps tell the story.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Blinded by the Light, as far as I'm concerned, is not to be missed. We've also got a special screening at 10 o'clock on Saturday of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, our classic series.
And they're
continues.
In the process of making another one all these years later.
Good for them. This is the original with Alec Winter and Keanu Reeves. And then Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid continues our classic series. And then we've got a Rush concert film.
That is my youth right there.
There you go. Wednesday.
I hitchhiked nearly
August 21st.
Nearly 1,200 miles to see them once.
And now you got a car. You can just show up.
Exactly.
It's at Wednesday at 7:30. We're continuing the Toni Morrison documentary in tribute to that wonderful human being and author. And then go see Maiden. Go see The Farewell. Go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Go see Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love, which is this Nick Broomfield documentary about Leonard Cohen. And then opening at the multiplex, we've got Good Boys, which actually looks kind of interesting, about these kids that are trying to
kind of foul-mouthed kids.
Yep. And the Angry Birds movie 2. No more needs to say about that. And then 27 Meters Down is the horror film with a bunch of teenage girls trapped underwater being chased by sharks.
Well, there's a lot to choose from. Pick a movie and go see it, and we'll see you there. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Croatia.